It's that time of year again. The Junior League of Collin County inviting you to join them for their annual Neath the Wreath Holiday Gift Market. It is their 29th year to celebrate this tradition in North Texas. It's going to be at the Plano Event Center. Here to join us and give us all the details is the chair of the Neath the Wreath Committee of Junior Leagues Collin County. That's Julie Lopez. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited to share all the things about Neath the Wreath.
Yes, this is such an exciting tradition for a lot of families. I went a couple years ago and I just saw lots of mothers, daughters, grandmothers all kind of coming together and enjoying, you know, crossing off their Christmas wish list, their holiday wish list, their end of the year wish list. It's really an exciting time.
It absolutely is. And it's one of those things that I feel like it's just a fun, like, getaway for, like, friends and your family. Like you said, like, with your mom, you're able to make it a tradition. And that's what we see a lot of, is kicking off the holiday season with lots of groups of friends and moms and daughters coming and just sharing an exciting time together.
It's 29 years since the start of this. What have you learned as you continue to grow this event?
We have learned a bunch of things. We learned a lot of the stuff we learned through this is how we can continue to fund and give back to our community. So our market has obviously grown over the last 25 years. We have raised $5.4 million in 29 years. And so we have been able to share and grow the market and add events. So, like, for instance, we have a ladies' night out event that kicks off the market. And then we've evolved now to having a children's event that now we're going to have breakfast with Santa. So those kind of little events have grown our market. We have grown more merchants coming in. And then all that in turn brings in more funds that go back to our community projects and help fund the projects and the agencies initiatives that we have going on.
Yeah, you know, for all of our new North Texans, we have so many people that are constantly moving into mm-hmm. the area. This might be their first time to experience this. And yeah, you make a great point. This is your largest fundraiser of the year, and you guys do so much to benefit the community. What are some of the projects that you guys work on throughout the year?
Yes, it is our largest fundraiser. So some of the projects that we do, one of them, for example, is Community Garden Kitchen. And it is a kitchen that serves a chef prepared warm, healthy meal to our community. And it just, that focus helps, that focuses on economic insecurity within Collin County. So any families, any individuals that need a great, healthy meal is welcome to come to the kitchen and be served. We have Done in a Day, which Done in a Day is when other outside nonprofits reach out to us and say, hey, we need some help. Can you guys come help us with our project? And it's usually a one day, one evening, one weekend type of event that we can go and help them do whatever they need and whatever support. And it gives us, that's a great way for us to learn about other projects and nonprofits within Collin County. Another one, we have the JUMP, the Juvenile Mentoring Program, and we have volunteers who go out and they meet with the juveniles who have, they're on probation for nonviolent crimes, and they just mentor them and give them a positive role model about once a week. So those are just a few of our projects that we do.
Do you have any stories that really come to the top of your mind when you think of the successes that you've seen thanks to Neath the Wreath?
A lot of great, you know, projects. We are a lot of great successes. So a lot of our projects, we start out with us and then we roll them over into their own type of initiative. So, like, Children's Advocacy Center was started by the Junior League of Collin County, and with the support with our volunteers going in and helping and all that, it's rolled over to their own big, huge nonprofit themselves. So we've had a lot of those. SciTech, also in Frisco, is one of the ones that were started by the Junior League. And with our event, it helps get those types of nonprofits kicking off on their own. So
that's incredible. You know, once someone buys their ticket, what will the experience bring to them?
Oh, it's like a magical experience. So this year, each year we have a theme-based market. So this year is tropical-based. So kind of think about shopping in paradise. So, you know, you want them to walk in and feel like they're kind of taken away to someplace else. So my envision is that they're taken away into like a tropical type atmosphere, and that just kind of they enjoy, but they get to enjoy the shopping, but also have a twist with that tropical with the holiday season kickoff. So just, you know, just have that excitement in the air when they walk in and just feel the, you know, the all the great things that are happening and they're seeing. It's just a great effort that we put on, and it's just great for this, that feeling when you walk in, and it's kind of the excitement you just kick it off with. So
what's the method you guys use to choose what merchants are going to take part?
So merchants, that's a great question. So merchants are, they go through an application process. Then we do go through what we call a merchant jury. So we invite our members to come and review applications, look at photos, and give us feedback. And then as a merchant committee with the chair and chair elect of Me3Eth, we sit down and we look through them, we look at the feedback, and then we curate a list that make and choose merchants that are unique. And we want, you know, merchants that they're, we want to support the small business, but also that they provide exciting and fun and some different things that maybe you can't find at retail stores or, you know, other little shops.
How will the process be as far as, will strollers be allowed, wagons, is that allowed? And just, you know, making sure you're able to shop till you drop.
Right. So that's, unfortunately, strollers are not allowed, or wagons or any type of buggies, but it's because we do have a lot of shoppers. You got to think about 12,000 people come through the door. So it's going to be crowded. If you do bring it, we will bad check it for free, but we do not allow it throughout market.
So it's 29 years this year. Are you also already looking at 30? What you're going to be special for 30?
Yes, Katie, the chair elect, is already planning for the big 30th year and the big celebration. 30 years, that's quite an achievement. So she's already kicking it off, and we're looking forward to 30 years celebrating next year.
Is there anything else you want our listeners to know, or at least can you share how they can purchase their tickets?
Absolutely. Tickets are on sale on our website at www.me3eth.org. You can also purchase a discounted ticket at Market Streets within Collin County. So those are great things. We do still have general admission tickets available for our Ladies Night Out kickoff event on Wednesday, November 6th. And those tickets are also available on our website. We do have tickets still available for Breakfast with Santa, which will be Saturday, November 9th, also available on our website.
Wonderful. Once again, this is Me3Eth, hosted by the Junior League of Collin County. It's going to be at Plano Event Center November 7th through the 10th. You can get your tickets, as you just heard there, from Julie Lopez. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you guys for having me.